Welcome to the Inside Songwriting Podcast. This is where songwriters find inspiration every time. Hello and welcome back to Inside Songwriting Podcast. It's good to be here. It's been a while and I've really missed sharing and talking to you guys. So if you've been listening, I've noticed that even though I've been absent from recording, we're finding new friends every day with the podcast, which is just amazing. So I figured, I thought that while I've been a bit too crazy busy and occupied with other things to record, we have been keeping the posts going up on the website at insidesongwriting.com. So I hope you've found that and I hope you're sort of having a read. Michael J. Roberts has been throwing in some incredibly insightful thoughts on some of the greats and on his excerpts from his books and so on. And it's really amazing. I learn something every time I speak to Michael, never mind when he actually takes the time to sit down and articulate his thoughts on this craft that we're all obsessed with. again, welcome back. I'm Carl Brody, and I'm speaking to you from the clifftops of Sydney. It's actually a beautiful sunny day today, and it hasn't been the case for the last few days. So you can see everyone, last couple of weeks actually, you can see how everyone changes around Sydney. There's something, I think because, you know, the people here are so used to perfect weather that when the rain comes and when the endless grey skies come, you can see everyone's mood changes, and people start walking with a slouch, and you know they're frowning. You can see those two lines in the center of the brow above the nose, very defined this time of year, under the grey skies. See, I'm from Scotland, of course, so we're used to it. We're used to horizontal rain for 6 months of the year, and grey skies for about 10 months of the year. That's not entirely true. I'm sure if you're in Scotland and if you've ever been a visitor to Scotland, you know that I'm making it up. But anyway, yeah, it's been a gorgeous day today. And as you know, I look out over the ocean while I'm making these recordings, so it's even more pleasant. And I wanted to get around to talking to you because I feel like the more you delay it, the more you sort of put it off as a task. And I never want this to be a task to share my thoughts on songwriting with you guys. And I'm happy to be just jumping in, and I might try and do a bundle of recordings soon so that I maybe play catch up a bit. But here we are, episode 20 of the podcast, and it's been... It's amazing to get to 20 episodes, and a lot of people are at episode 300 with their podcasts, but we have to enjoy every small step, because after all, the small steps are how we get to the bigger steps anyway. And I certainly enjoy doing this with you guys. So there's a lot of things to catch up on, and I thought rather than ramble about, you know, some of the inspirational things I've been up to that I can share that will hopefully in turn inspire you. I mean, that's the thought behind this. I'm not just blabbing on about me and my the events of my life as a songwriter and an artist. It's more that I'm hoping that the way I'm expressing myself is going to inspire you. And I know that there's some of you out there who, thanks for getting in touch, by the way. There's some people who are contacting me just, you know, all the things I achieve in my life with music and as a person, it's so rewarding to know that something I'm doing is inspiring the creative side of others, and for them to actually take action and you know, maybe some people for the first time in their life or for the first time in years are starting to write songs. And you have no idea how that feels when you're being thanked for it. And I certainly don't take the credit, but I really feel rewarded in some sense that, you know, they even feel like attributing that credit to me. I mean, it's, I feel like hopefully I'm giving you a nudge that inspires you to take action, to make a move. And, you know, and of course this is not only for people who have not written for a while or never written before. This is for people who are like me, who write all the time, but maybe need a little outside influence. And I'm hoping that, you know, this show provides to all levels of songwriters a little slice of inspiration, or a lot. So I thought I'd focus on something, just might make these episodes a little bit shorter. I'm not sure, anything can happen. But I did want to talk about one thing, for example, today. I know I mentioned in the last episode that I was heading off to a songwriter's retreat where I was a tutor, and that was it's hard for me to even explain what that experience meant to me and what an incredible 6 days I had in the countryside with 19 students and 4 other tutors. And the great people that organized the retreat, big shout out to John Krasulja for organizing that. It's really difficult for me to even put into words what a great experience it was, and how it affected me during that time, and how it has affected me since. I'm sure by the tone of my voice and by the pauses and seeking the right words, you can tell that it was that's an all in a good way, and that the experience was great. And I certainly felt, you know, my cup was full. I was fulfilled in the greatest sense as a human being, and in many ways for getting the opportunity to be so present and to be feeling so rewarded each minute of each day that I felt like I was living my purpose. And I know that these are terms that are thrown around a lot, especially these days. I can't count how many. I really like the expression. I really like the thought and the notion of the use of the use behind the expression, being the most authentic version of yourself. But you know what? I'm looking for alternatives now, because I'm getting a bit tired of hearing it said in the same way. So if you want to put some in the comments or send me an email or something and let me know how you prefer to hear that thought expressed, let me know. Maybe I haven't heard that before. But it's a pretty interesting approach to your day, to be the most authentic version of yourself that you can be. And for want of a better expression, that's definitely a place I feel that my heart and my mind is getting more and more opportunities to reside, especially after embracing the whole journey that I'm on, my own journey, to share everything I learn about songwriting and the journey of a songwriter and the journey of other songwriters, and to unlock the minds of great songwriters and songwriters that I meet weekly at one of my songwriters nights. And you know, if you've been listening since the beginning, the reason I started this podcast was because I went through an experience in life that was definitely a choice. You know, I took myself into a situation that I was ill-suited to. I wasn't good. It wasn't good for me to be in that situation. It was a day job, a full-time day job, of which I've done a few in the record industry over the years. I've done a lot, actually, in between making records and sometimes during making records and sometimes during touring records, touring the world. In this particular situation, it was also in the record industry, and it was a bad choice. And I was in the role. It's quite a senior role for about 18 months. And I can talk more about that another time, but to cut a long story short, at the end of that, I was left feeling slightly lost. Rather lost, which included redundancy and all kinds of inadequacies, feelings of inadequacy and a bunch of stuff. But the thing that got me out of that was definitely some of the experiences I had gained from being in that role. And that was that I got the opportunity to be a speaker on the subject of songwriting and to nurture the songwriters in this country who were interested enough to come along. And that was at major conferences and festivals and many events within festivals and little seminars and stuff. And I got a lot from that. And that was the part of that role that was definitely really comfortable for me. And so after the whole day job thing ended, and in dramatic fashion, and with me feeling on the one hand slightly worthless, and on the other hand feeling like there was promise, feeling like there was, you turn around and realize that you have a lot to share, and that's a good feeling. And I hadn't even thought about that. I mean, I guess I had because of where the path had taken me, but I hadn't thought about making it a part of my everyday life so that it was on my mind every day. It's on my mind when I wake up. It's on my mind during every day, and it's on my mind before I go to sleep. And that's the person I've become. And that feels amazing. And I feel such a reward from doing that. That experiences like being on a songwriter's retreat and being one of the coaches and just being amongst that, being a part of that collective energy when you've got a group of people who aspire to unleashing their creative side in the form of songwriting. And I'm sure that I would feel the same when I'm on, if I was amongst any kind of artistic people. But I'm lucky enough that, my passion is songwriting and I get to experience things like that. So one of the things I wanted to talk about today, besides that big intro onto what I want to talk about, is, during that retreat, I got the opportunity to play a couple of shows as well. And I've just actually posted a video on the blog, on the website. If you go to insidesongwriting.com, if you go this week, which is, today's the 31st of August, it might be the first thing you see, or the second thing you see, but I'll post a link in the show notes, the direct link to it, and it's called In the Zone. And there's a little video of me being interviewed after the show, after one of the live shows, and it's pretty funny because I do seem a bit out of it, and I had that comment. I seem a bit dazed or even high, and here's the thing. I'm definitely not high on any, under the influence of anything. We can talk about that another time, but it's been at least a decade or so since I would do that for entertainment, long time ago. And you know what? Ever since I chose not to do that, I achieved so much. It's when I think back now on that stuff, I think, oh yeah, it's a bit of fun, but wow, I didn't get anything done. What was I, I have my record deals and everything all came after I chose not to do that. I get things done. I've never been bored since then. I feel like, boredom is a choice, and I choose not to be. I've got a million things I can think of, even other than songwriting, to keep me entertained. There's a couple of times when you know, if I wasn't prepared, I might be bored. Like, for example, you go to someone's house and you have to stay there and you haven't got any of your things with you and you're just kind of stuck. In-laws would be a good example of that. That depends on your circumstances, obviously. But anyway, in this video, we can talk, by the way, I'm more than happy to talk about the use of substances or whatever, alcohol, whatever, with regards to the creative output. I just read an amazing book actually called Daily Rituals, and it goes in depth into great detail of all the greats and all their daily routines, which is something I want to mention now on this topic. And sure, you know, a lot of the greats, there was amphetamines everywhere. There was a heck of a lot of cigarettes and cigars and whiskey, a lot of alcohol. And you know what? At regular times each day, planned. You know, there was absinthe. Sure, you can get creative under the influence, but you need to work on it later. Let the ideas come, as wild as they may be. Anyway, let's talk about that stuff another time. If you want to check out some of the daily rituals of some of the great artists and poets and authors and thinkers. For example, Freud. Freud's wife used to prepare the toothpaste on his toothbrush. That's just one little fact. But there's a lot of stuff on that. In the little video I've posted on the blog, which is an interview directly after I just played a show during the Songwriters Retreat. So remember, I'm already feeling like in life, I'm where I'm supposed to be, which is, you know, coaching these really talented people, actually. They were all the students had something uniquely special about them. And I was inspired instantly. And I was also, as many people will tell you who are in my position where they're thanked for helping others, you get hit with a bit of an imposter syndrome. You start to feel whether or not you are actually worthy of the what you're being thanked for. You know, that you're receiving this gratitude. And in fact, right before the video was filmed, the interview, I got off stage and someone from the audience who came to buy a CD was overwhelmingly thankful, like, for the show. And I said, man, you know, we can't do that unless you do what you just did. So I passed the gratitude right back because that's how I felt. And after that show, you know, I was still definitely, when we're doing this interview, I'm definitely I was drained emotionally, but in a good way, because of the, you know, when I'm playing live, I'm in the song and I try my best to be. And if you've got a great audience, you can be, but it's always something to aspire to not thinking about the song when you're not thinking about anything technical or anything about the room, anything about what people might be thinking as they're listening to you while you're playing live. And so when I get that kind of audience, and when I actually find myself doing a show where I'm in the zone, I'm really emotional. It's amazing. You know, what a joy to be given in life, where you can go and express yourself and you're not even thinking about how it's being received. You just, well, thankfully, you've got a good indication that it's been received well, which then enables you to be able to do everything in such a pure and committed and honest way. So I was really, I mean, I get like that after a show a lot, where I feel I'm buzzing for a while, you know. I seem like I'm out of it and I just need a bit of time to sort of come down from the high. And if you couple that with the fact that I was there with these great people, living and breathing the art of songwriting all week. You can sort of see why in the little interview I appear to be out of it. But what I want to share is that that's the best kind of out of it to be with regards to songwriting and with regards to performance. I'm really hoping that when I ask this question to you now, you can either answer back with a yes, or you can go and think about it and think about what changes you can make starting now, even after I ask you this question. You know, starting right now, what could you do if your answer is no? So, and seriously, if you want to think about it and pause this episode for a minute, I'm going to wrap up pretty soon anyway, because I want to do a fairly short one to get back into it. And this is really important. Are you doing what you can in life to ensure that you are where you're supposed to be? And that's how I felt when I was up there. It was overwhelming. The inner joy was overwhelming. My inner monologue was just silent. I was just, you know, content in the greatest sense of the word. There's lots of reasons why we can't reach that every day. I'm having one of those days today. You know, after I finish recording this, I have to go and drop my car at the mechanics, because to get it through registration this week, it's costing me over $1,000, which I don't actually have currently available to me. I'm having one of those days now. Being short of the money to be able to pay for my car to get through its registration is not a place where my inner voice is at peace with me. It's not where I'm supposed to be, I hope. You know, there's lots of things. And obviously, there's a lot of things that are way more serious than that. Everyone has pain. Everyone has responsibilities. Everyone's on a different journey to the next person, regardless of how similar it might appear to the rest of us. But that doesn't mean that in the context of your life and in the context of your day-to-day, right now, whether you're listening to this when I'm recording, which is the 31st of August, 2014, or in 6 months from now, or a year from now, I don't know how long things stay on the internet. I've never checked. But it might be here in 10 years' time, I don't know. What can you do changes the course of where you are now to head more in the direction of where you feel like you're supposed to be? Now, if you're listening to a songwriting podcast, that suggests to me that you're a person that would like to express yourself creatively. And you've already taken a step, as far as I'm concerned, by listening to this. So now maybe it's time to actually think about practical steps to put in place for each day, or even each week. You know, if they can set aside a designated time when you devote yourself to songwriting, whether that's listening time, you know, listening to great songs so that you can analyze what it is you like about them, or actually sitting down, you know, if you use a old school pen and paper, get yourself a new notebook. Such a great feeling. And then promise yourself from this moment forward, this is going to be my songwriting notepad. And I'm going to make sure that instead of watching telly, when I usually do, between this hour and this hour, it's going to be me and this notepad and whatever instrument it is you play, you know, sit down and just let those ideas pour out. And if it doesn't happen straight away, don't worry. You find yourself doing that every day and it'll happen. And the other thing is to feed yourself at the other times with the stuff that's going to inspire you to be able to write those songs. And that is you know, musically, if you're a person who plays music as well and writes songs with an instrument, the more you listen to, the more you're going to feel inspired to write. And if you're a person who's just a lyricist or both, then the more you read, the more you choose wisely with your choice of movies, and the more conversations you have, the more time you get out there and have meaningful conversations with friends, family, people that you find interesting, that's going to help you too. You know, I'm just giving you a bunch of suggestions to get something that pivots you around. Make this a pivotal moment so that you're facing the right way now. You know, none of this stuff happens overnight. Just make sure you're facing the right way. If anyone in your life right now is dragging you down, work out a way so that you don't have to listen to them, so you don't have to spend time pondering the negative things they're saying to you. That's not going to help. Could inspire song lyrics, but it's not going to be good for you. You know, we have to slowly try and remove the predominant negative forces from our day. And it's never easy, but that's okay, you know. That's just part of life. If you've got it on your mind that you want to lose them, it's going to be a lot easier. If you're just letting it weigh you down, it's just going to be part of your day and you're going to accept it. I mean, I'm not here as some kind of life coach, but I am. I'm really interested in you fulfilling your creative purpose and at least getting yourself underway, taking action. And, you know, this stuff is the kind of thing that I react to. That's why I'm sharing it with you. It's the kind of stuff that as a songwriter myself and as someone who has not a whole bunch of, you know, trying issues in my life that could push me somewhere that is, you know, very much out of focus and very much out of the light, and you know, areas of confusion and darkness, and not to be too dark in this episode, but that, you know, we all have that stuff if we let it. And I know that I myself, when I hear just phrases like the way I'm expressing myself today, to try and inspire you, when I hear things like that, I know that makes me want to get up and do something about it. So maybe I haven't recorded for about 6 or 7 weeks, maybe that's a nice way to come back and just try and see if there's something here that, you know, brings a little bit of a spark to you, to your get facing in the right direction of your goals, of your dreams, to quote, do something about becoming the most authentic version of yourself that you can. And let's all help each other and find a better way of saying that. Guys, it's awesome to be back talking to you. It hasn't been that long really, but it's long enough for me to think about it and to be concerned that you feel like I might have dropped off the radar for a little while. I use an app called Evernote. If you haven't got Evernote, look it up on YouTube, look up some tutorials, grab it from the App Store. It's a brilliant way of organizing how you want to plan out things, and also for to throw in song ideas. I use another one to keep all my song ideas in the right place, and I'll tell you about that another time. But thanks for being here. Thanks so much. You know, I don't want to get too serious on these, but I thought I want to come back and talk to you guys and really just some of the emails I've got. There's a lot of self-doubt. There's a lot of, you know, the inner critic is allowed in with some of these people. I can tell. I can hear it in the tone of their email. And I think that, you know, if I include a little bit of that in these episodes occasionally, I don't think it's going to hurt, because I know that, you know, out there, if you do choose to listen to something like a songwriting podcast, you're seeking something, and you want to get off the trail you've been on, or you want to add to the trail you're on with a little bit of inspiration. And if I didn't come good with that stuff, then I'd have to redo my intro, because this is apparently the place, most assuredly the place, where songwriters find inspiration every time. Thanks for being here, guys. Stay safe. I'll see you next time. All the best.